Okay, we'd like to welcome Di. So Di is, she's such an inspirational lady. I've often worked with Di at Ignite leading worship, which is a fantastic privilege, and she's always encouraging, always kind, and she's brought a team with her today, and we're really privileged. So let's welcome Di. I'd just like to pray for you. Lord, we thank you for Di, for all she is and all she brings. We pray you'll bless her this morning and that this will be a time of your favour on her and the team. And we pray that you'll speak to each of us, that we'll grasp hold of a new picture for what you're doing through Di and the Ignite team and what you're doing in our land. And pray you'll open our eyes afresh and that we'll lean into your Holy Spirit and hear from you and go out changed. In your name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Kerry. We love having Kerry. She comes and leads worship at Ignite quite a lot. So thank you, Kerry. It's lovely being here. I always like coming to Marlow, and I love this new hall that you're in. It's amazing. I couldn't find anyone this morning. I think it's really lovely. So I don't know if this is a permanent or not, but I hope it is. But obviously, as you grow, you'll have to grow up there. Just a word about Ignite before the students come on and share what they're going to. I think most of you know this, but I'll just fill you in briefly. Ignite is a one-year training program that's been running at River Church for the last 8 years. I can't believe it's 8 years. And this year we're going to be moving into our ninth year. And we've had about 150, 160 men and women come through that. And most of those are in River Church, which is remarkable, actually. And I'm seeing people nod. I won't get you to stand up, but there's friends that I've made over the years that are still sitting here now. There's one smiling there, and there's people nodding all over, which is really lovely. Ignite is a day course on a Monday, which is 9 till 5, or you can opt to come for the evening Ignite, which is Wednesday evenings from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock. And we are open to applications. Please, 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 all these rumours that we're hearing, can you just let me know if it's a definite rumour or not? Because it would really, really help us with our planning. Speak to me this morning speak to me and just say, Di, I really would love to come on Ignite. If you've got questions, I can answer your questions rather than using emails. Just to say, Ignite is built around three things. One is having a good understanding of who God is, that God is our Heavenly Father who loves us, that we are actually who God says we are. We are men and women, sons and daughters of the living God who can hold our heads up high in this world. That's who He's made us to be. And thirdly, we can do what God says we can do. So what has God placed within you? What's your destiny? Well, we can get alongside you, pray with you, and you can actually do what God says you can do. It's not just for people that want to be in church leadership. It's for men and women of all ages that just want that time out with God, that know that there's more to their lives. They want to fulfill the destiny that they have. They want to be closer with God. And that's all. We're not saying you have to go and join a ministry team in a church or anything like that. But we just want to get alongside you and help you become all that God has placed within you. Everyone is valuable. Everyone in this room. So this morning, sorry I keep on doing this, I still cannot read my notes without my glasses. By the way, there's some leaflets on the table as you come in with more information. Now, way back in the book of Genesis, we read that God spoke to Abraham and he said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you. Why? Because you are going to be a blessing, that all nations will be blessed because of you. And in the New Testament, in Galatians, when Paul is writing to them, he says, the gospel was preached in advance to Abraham. That's quite a remarkable statement, isn't it? That's the gospel. It's a gospel of blessing. And that's a really good lead-in to the students that I've brought with you this morning, because during the year, they have been blessed in so many ways. They've got to know God better. They've also had revelations that God has given them, teachings that they've heard that have made them go, wow, that's something I really need to get hold of. And so this morning, that's like the catch-all overarching phrase that I want to say to you, that we are blessed to be a blessing. And that's why Karen and Lindsay and Desi are going to speak to you this morning, and they're going to say why they've been blessed and share that with you so that you can be blessed as well. So first of all, we have Lindsay. Welcome, Lindsay. Thank you. And Lindsay's got something really different and interesting to share with you. No pressure.
Thank you. Right, when Di suggested that we came along today, she was very kindly quite open about what she thought we might talk about. So what I want to do is talk to you about a revelation that God gave me whilst I was on Ignite. But before I do that, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about how I got to Ignite, because I haven't been a Christian for very long. In fact, I went on Alpha with River Church 3 years ago. I haven't actually looked at the diary, but not long ago. And that was on the back of some tricky times, shall we say, which I won't go into now. And Karen Feakin happened to phone me and say, there's an Alpha course running tomorrow. Would you like to go? And I'd only met Karen once before, and I said yes. And so my journey and my walk with the Lord began. And the rest is becoming history quite quickly. And I'm even more excited to now think that a year later, I've come to the end of doing Day Ignite, which is very exciting. So the reason you don't see me at River is because I'm actually a member of King's in Wickham, because that's close to where I live. And we've just opened a second site with King's in a school. So what I want to talk to you about today is something that God showed me whilst writing an article or a report for Ignite as part of the course, where we were asked to look at the newspapers one day and to think about an article that God was talking to us about. And I ended up with what looked like a fairly dull article from The Telegraph on increasing educational attainment and standards in the UK. Now, before I carry on, I should say I'm not a teacher. I know very little about education. I did go to school myself, and I have two children, but I don't want you to think I'm standing up here as an expert, because I'm not. So this article sort of jumped out at me from the paper, and I spent some time thinking and praying over what God was saying to me about this article. And what God was saying to me is that we are blessing our schools in the UK by meeting within them. The title of on the piece of paper I've got in front of me is How God is Reclaiming Education. And that really excites me, being somebody who also worships in a school on a Sunday, that we are here for a reason. It is no coincidence that you're here meeting in a school, and there is no doubt that you are meant to be here, as we are at William Ramsay in Haslemere. I just wanted to remind you that as part of the research, education was started by the church. And in fact, if I've got my facts straight, in the 600s, let me read this to you if I can find it, St. Augustine established churches which were either grammar schools, teaching Latin to English priests, or for the very, very privileged or wealthy. And now we find ourselves in the UK with schools that are not related to churches so much. They're not church schools, and they are secular schools. But churches are using those buildings across the UK to worship. And that works very well both ways. It provides a space, and it also provides some worship for the school later on. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I said to my children yesterday, why is it important that we're meeting in a school on a Sunday? And they said, well, Mummy, it's because when we finished our worship on Sundays. Some of it is left behind for the children on a Monday and for the rest of the week. And that felt like such a blessing to me, that we come into schools for various reasons and we worship and we use those facilities, but when we leave the essence and the presence of God behind. And that to me is a really, really wonderful thing that sometimes, I know certainly we've overlooked at moving into a school up in Hazelmere. I just wanted to read you something from Genesis about reopening the wells. I'm sure you may know it, but Di often talked on Ignite about unblocking the wells, and I really feel that by meeting in schools, we are unblocking the wells, and really living water is flowing through from that, and it's very, very exciting. So I want to read Genesis 26:18. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham. And we are doing something very similar again in the schools. And I'd like to just finish by reading a prayer for the Ephesians, which is Ephesians 3:14-21, which tells us that love surpasses knowledge and reminds us of his glory. So when I started this journey with an article that talked about educational attainment, it actually was about love and us coming into schools and changing those dynamics and reminding children that school isn't about education and standards, but it's about loving one another. It's about the community and the body of God. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I'm now going to hand over to Desi, who is also one of our Ignite grads. Have we graduated? Is that how it works? There we go. Thank you.
Oh, hello, everybody. I'm also been a student for the past year at the Ignite Day Mondays. I go to River Church in Maidenhead, and I'm married to the wonderful Stephen, the fabulous artist and musician. And my husband, Stephen, did Ignite some time ago, and it was being inspired by him and all he achieved that I thought that just one day a week would be so easy to accommodate into our lifestyle, a whole day off with just the Lord. I had been a Christian for some years, and there were still I's to dot and T's to cross. So much I had never explored or fathomed out in his word. And in the promotional student handbook, there was a statement that, and Di's already read this, so I'm doing it again. There was a statement that Ignite will inspire understanding. God is who he says he is. Transform character. I am who God says that I am. And release spiritual authority. We can do what God says we can do. And this is achieved through training, mentoring, and ministry opportunities. Not too heavy, I thought, just one day a week. However, there is more, and the inspiration of the tutors and all they showed us on that one day a week does impact and change all the other days of the week too. And it is something that is so exciting and fun that being there and discovering that God really is who he says he is really does transform character. I've found that I am who God says I am, a precious and loved child who is loved and cherished so much and shown a better way of life and love that has been there all my life, but I never knew. It is unconditional. If I get things wrong, I will not get a scolding and sent to bed without my tea. I had the revelation that because of the Holy Spirit and his guidance, I can do what God says I can do. I can pray for healing and expect great things. I just have to be obedient and show his love to all I meet. Sometimes I just felt like weeping because of all the years I had not known that my Heavenly Father was able to take care of all of this. He really is who he says that he is. So going back to the I's and T's and the reason I had decided to do Ignite, as well as the year progressed, I got to know in a very real way that I was the I that was being completed with the dot. Or love of my Father, in abundance, pressed down and running over with so much love that I had wet feet. And as the year went on, so I saw a different T being crossed, a T that was the cross and all that my Father had done for me on that cross of Calvary. Please don't think that for all the years I had been a Christian that I had not had the knowledge of that revelation, but suddenly I knew that I knew it had been done for us all as a personal sacrifice, and I realised just how special I am and that his death was for me. The chapter in Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, really does mean that however we may feel about ourselves and others, there is no condemnation from our Heavenly Father. And I just finish with this. He gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, and he would be glorified. Now it's Karen. Karen, bless you.
I am not singing. I've just finished the evening Ignite, and you might be able to tell from the accent that God had to kind of work a few things in my life to get me from New Zealand to England in order to do Ignite. So it's been a bit of a journey. But so if any of the English you don't understand, you'll just have to put your hand up or something and I'll do a translation for you. So your theme today is we are blessed to be a blessing, but also how Ignite has impacted us. So I was thinking about that and I was trying to sort of think, what did that mean? And I was realising that in order to be able to be a blessing to other people, we have to be able to understand who we are and who God is. And it's, we didn't compare notes, but what Desi said and what Di's alluded to is exactly what I'm saying. The fact that we need to understand who that God is, a good father. And we need to understand that and be secure in ourselves and our identity as his son or his daughter. And I don't just mean a head knowledge, because, I mean, I've been to church for many, many years, so I probably had a head knowledge of that, but I actually to have a heart knowledge to understand what that means to have a relationship with God the Father. So once we have that, then we can be a blessing. But if we don't have that, it's actually quite hard for us to be a blessing to other people. So one way I want to relate this deeper understanding of God and myself is to talk about the power of making declarations. So do you make declarations in Malo? Yeah. So by declarations, I mean speaking good things over myself, over my family, and over the situation, rather than thinking negative thoughts or believing negative things or praying begging thoughts to God, sort of thinking we've got to pray lots and lots to get things to happen. So we were told we had to use Bible verses, so I'll found some. So Romans 12 verse 2, it says, "Don't copy the behaviour and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So did you catch the key phrase in there? It said, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And then in Jeremiah 15 verse 19, it says, this is how the Lord responds. "If you return to me, I will restore you so you can continue to serve me. If you speak good words rather than worthless words, you will be my spokesman. You must influence them. Do not let them influence you." And Proverbs 18 verse 21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. So there's something really powerful about what we say. And that's what I want to talk about. So we did this a little bit at Ignite, but it was really the declarations plus the understanding of my relationship with God, which the two came together, which made it really powerful, and that's really changed how I've acted since doing Ignite. So I've made a list of declarations that I am saying every day. Declarations and say, I carry the substance of favour. So I didn't get that job, but I still carry the substance of favour. Where I think in the past, I might have gone, oh no, you know, oh, nothing good's going to happen. I'm going to be like this forever and ever and da-da-da-da-da, you know, that sort of thing. Now, I like thinking, and when something's in the Bible plus something from the learned area makes sense, then you think there's some sort of sweet spot. So I recently learnt what psychologists say in cognitive behavioural therapy, CBT. So in cognitive behavioural therapy, it's a counselling method to help people with depression and anxiety. So what they say is the thoughts that people have, the anxious thoughts or the depressed thoughts, come from deeply held beliefs about themselves. And to break that cycle, they need to understand what those deeply held beliefs are and then rebuild truthful strongholds. That's what they say in psychology. That's what the Bible says. And so we have the answer to that reprogramming. So when I say the declarations, I'm declaring a truth about myself and my situation to demolish the negative strongholds and to rebuild truthful strongholds. So Bill Johnson from Bethel Church said this: any time we do not have hope about a situation, we are believing a lie. So we have hope. We can believe the truth of who God the Father is and who he says we are. And we're not hopeless. And on Friday, I went up to London for to go to the BBC proms. It was sort of on my bucket list. But as I found, as I got closer and closer to London, I felt quite fearful because of all the bombing and all the stuff that's been going on in Europe. And you think, oh, I'm going into crowds. And I just had to think, I'm not believing the truth. I'm not believing the truth about God and about God my Father. So I'm believing a lie. So it just helped me realize that I need to speak, and I had to say to myself, I am in peace. I carry peace. God is with me. So it's not a magic wand. It's not like we make a declaration and everything's all fine. But Steve Buckland from Igniting Hope says, declarations increase the chance of something happening by giving God something to work with. And if I give a little analogy, I've just tried planting some meadow seeds in the back of our garden to try to attract butterflies. If I don't plant them, I won't get butterflies, or I might get only a few odd ones who happen to land in the garden. But by planting the seeds, I'm increasing the chance of butterflies coming to my garden. And that's what declarations are. We're throwing the seeds out and then God can bless them. So that's my testimony, and that's something that is really new and really fresh for me that's happened over this Ignite year. And I would thoroughly recommend looking up Steve Backlund, Igniting Hope Ministries. They have a website, they have blogs, they can send you stuff to kind of keep you on track. But you can equally create your own declarations. Whatever it's important at this time, write them out and say them, you know, every day. Have them on your phone or whatever it is. I have them in my diary because I'm kind of quite an organized person, so I like to have things that I write down every day, and this reminds me. So I say that if we understand who God the Father is, if we understand who we are, if we speak that, then we have an opportunity to be a blessing to the world. It starts from our relationship, but then it comes out through what we say. So I've actually bought some copies of declarations of that's helpful for people to get you started. I also recommend, as I say, Igniting Hope. But here's the five declarations that I said that I've written. So I just thought, let's just say them. Let's say them now. And let's say them believing that even as we start saying them, something's happening in those areas. So I am confident and happy with who I am. I carry the substance of favor. I create strongholds of blessing in my family. I prosper in my relationships. I am empowered to change the world. So I just wanted to add one more, just because of all that's happening in the world, and I want to say, I speak peace to the world. You want to agree with that? So let's just say that one together. I speak peace to the world. So that's what I had to say. So I hope that that's what's really means something to me, that sharing it to you, it means something to you. Thank you.
So encouraging, isn't it, to hear that. Thank you so much, Desi and Karen and Lindsay. I'm encouraged as someone who's leading Ignite to hear what the Lord's doing in people. You don't hear it all the time, and it's really, really encouraging, you know, to hear. And I'm sure if we gave Karen and Lindsay and Desi more time, we'd be more encouraged, and also heard from the other students that used to do Ignite. No, you're not ever too old. We, you know, that's one of the things which has really characterised Ignite. We've had people from all different ages do it, from 17 to 82. I wasn't going to say that, Desi. So there's no excuse for age. And although we've had three lovely ladies stand here this morning, we do have men on the course. John was doing Ignite, weren't you? And Simon, where's Simon? Simon, any other men? Matt's done it. Anyway. So, who? Anyway, we've had men as well as ladies, so don't think it's just a woman thing, please. And we love the men and the young men, the older men. The men, the women, whoever. We love the men. We do. Now, this morning when I was sitting there thinking about the day and what we were going to do, this random thought came into my mind. And as a sort of slightly middle-aged lady sitting there, you would think this is not a thing that would come into my mind. And that's Bob the Builder. Hey, so I do know Bob the Builder, and the strap line, isn't it? It's, can we fix it?
Yes, we can.
Can we build it?
Yes,
we can. So I'm sitting there, sort of in my nightdress this morning, thinking about Bob the Builder. And I thought, well, let's look up the words to this song, because I knew there was more than just, can we fix it? Yes, we can. Can we build it? Yes, we can. And I actually listened to the whole thing. I'm not going to sing it. I should have got hold of Desi before. One of the verses goes like this. Time to get busy, such a lot to do, building and fixing till it's good as new. Bob and the gang have so much fun working together. They get the job done. Isn't that lovely? And I thought, you know, God has placed us in this world to fix it, to show what heaven is like, to bless people. And it's so much fun when you work together and do these things, not on your own, but together. And I just thought of Ignite, and we had fun. We've had great fun. Every year we have fun. And we work together, and we get the job done. We are working towards bringing heaven to earth. And the lovely students that I've had the pleasure of working with, I've only been able to bring three this morning. I'm sorry, one of them actually hasn't been able to come. But, you know, they're going to go on and they're going to bring heaven to earth. They're going to show people how much God loves them and bring the kingdom to this earth. And I know that they would love to encourage you. I don't know if any of them would like to come and say any encouraging words while you've been speaking or being here this morning. Nope. Oh, Lindsay, you'd like... Hey, I thought you might.
Thank you. I just wanted to say quickly about the no coincidences thing. When I was worshipping, we were talking this morning about the Bob the Builder. We can fix it. There are no coincidences in your life. There are no just happenings. Isn't that mysterious? No, it's not. It's all part of the plan. And I just really felt this morning when we were worshipping that I should remind you of that as a congregation. There are no coincidences in your lives, and that your lives are part of God's plan, and that we need to remember that when we're coming into difficult situations, especially in our personal lives, and also I think on the global stage, there are no coincidences, but we're not big enough to see the big picture, because it would probably terrify us beyond all belief if we could. So I just wanted to remind everybody of that. Thank you.
Kerry, do you want to come up and lead us into some worship? And if any of you feel that you would like an encouraging word, I think we all need to be encouraged at various times in our lives, don't we? And if you would like Karen or Lindsay or Desi or myself to pray with you, then where do we do that? Do we do it here at the front, Kerry, in your church here? Or do we stand at the back? The side, okay then. So if Karen, Lindsay and Desi would like to come over near the car, that would be a nice place to go. And as we worship further this morning, if you would just like us to pray with you and encourage you, then please just come over here.